change.
Okay.
Go ahead. Thank you.
An ordinance amending Chapter 20 of the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinances on clarifying certain event regulations.
Okay, is Juan, you're speaking on this one?
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor Pro Tem. I'll be trying to be brief as possible. From a historical standpoint, this has been before you at the work session on the 15th of June. We presented a set of revisions and we came back, I believe, at the June 22nd meeting. Y'all did a first read on the ordinance. We've incorporated those changes. The report tonight is just to let you know that there's one change in the ordinance from the last meeting, and that's providing any provision, Article 3, Section 3, to explicitly state that no political activity is permitted to take place at the free space provided to the City of Dunwoody in a special event. Also report back to you that Councilman Ross has suggested three changes to the ordinance. One is adding a provision to Article 3, Section 3, to state that a special event receiving sponsorship of $10,000 or more cannot receive a permit to hold such event within 6 weeks of an already existing special event with $10,000 or more sponsorship. Adding a provision to Article 3, Section 5E, to state that the city may only co-sponsor events with recognized 501c nonprofit organizations. Number three is removing the requirement from Article 3, Section 7, that a food vendor present approval from the county health department in a special event prior to issuance of permit. Lastly, I did want to share with you, there was a number of questions that were asked by council that it was asked staff to come back with answers, and would like to report on that. One of the first questions was, does the city have the authority to stop a special event or force them to comply with our rules if they're not in line with our ordinance or their permit requirements? Simple answer is yes. Does the city have the option of bonding a special event? Yes. How will the police department be involved in the planning of the event? The answer to that is the police department will review and comment on each application for a special event as it relates to traffic flow, parking, and public safety issues. Question four, will there be a user-friendly application? The answer is yes. Staff will prepare and distribute online an application for a special event permit that will be customer-focused and easy to fill out. The form can be filled out and submitted online or on paper, however anyone chooses to do so. Question five, will we be providing a list of portable toilet companies to the applicants? The answer is yes. We can certainly provide a suggested list of toilet companies to the applicants with that information. Question six, who determines what events will be sponsored by the city? And that's at the sole discretion of the city council. And that determination is made on a case-by-case basis. I'd be happy to answer any questions that y'all may have.
Any questions for Juan? Sure, we can. Lenny?
Yes, sir.
You're up.
Isn't it unconstitutional to have a limitation of a certain period of time between festivals? Is Councilman Ross's first part of the amendment, is that constitutional?
As written, it faces two constitutional problems. One of them is a 14th Amendment equal protection problem, where you're basically saying one group is going to be treated differently from another group. It's two similarly situated groups. One may receive $10,001, one may receive $900 a sponsorship. That's more of a facial problem. The other one is maybe as applied, as a First Amendment curbing of speech issue. I'll admit that facially it will not violate, but as applied, you basically will have to take a look at the sponsorship of each and every organization, which means you'll take a look at what the United States Supreme Court has termed to be protected speech, i.e. money. So, as applied, you may run into a constitutional violation of the First Amendment, and facially you may run into a constitutional violation of the 14th Amendment. I'm not saying that rewritten into something that allows a certain number of events for a certain period of time without having any regulations to what those are, like saying they can only be two events per month, that would violate the constitutional problems. You're just limiting how many permits you get per month without saying this organization, that organization, but as written, it basically forces a distinction between many organizations based on what they are. That answers your question.
Thank you.
Okay.
I was given different advice on this by council, and with that information, but my intent on this thing is to make sure that our nonprofit organizations, and we have 52 weeks in a year, and we have plenty of time to have events, but to make sure our nonprofit organizations are given the due consideration, because they've been a very big part of bringing us to where we are today, and they'll be a big part of the success of our city going forward. And with that information, it's certainly not the intent of this party. It was only with the advice of council that I received that this would be not in violation of Article 1 of the Constitution, that I put that in there. But if that be the case, and that's your wise advice, I'd like to withdraw that particular change, but leave the other two in.
I second that.
We don't have a motion.
Okay, do I hear a motion concerning the ordinance to amend Chapter 20?
So moved.
Okay, motion's been made by Councilman Ross. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Bouncer.
Yes.
Warren?
If I can just ask the attorney a question.
Okay, Warren, you got something you want to add?
Yeah, it's more technical than anything. The ordinance that you have in front of you, I just wanted to confirm with the city attorney, but all of the changes, the four changes that are in the memo were put into the actual ordinance. So the only one, if from Councilman Ross's statement, you would need to physically remove that one as part of your memo. So it wouldn't be as is.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have a motion on the floor to approve this, and it is second. And we can have discussion and or anything else. So why don't we open this up for discussion?
We can make an amendment to make it official to the amendment, and that be that we remove from Article 3, Section 3, the comments that are listed as number 1 under the inclusions.
Point of information, I think what we're actually doing is removing Section 3, Item G.
Correct.
It's not
correct. It is.
Right. That's correct. Right. So.
Section 3, Item G?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's it. Right.
Is there a second on that?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have an amendment on the floor to strike Section E.
No.
G.
Section 3. Section 3G.
Okay.
On page 6.
Okay, here it is. Okay, 3G. And it is a second. We need to have public comment on that. Without objection from the council, we will enter into public comment on the amendment. Is there anyone who wants to speak in favor of striking 3G from the Chapter 20? Anyone wants to speak opposed? Without objection from the council, we'll close public comment and we'll open up discussion. Is there any discussion? Okay, I have some discussion. I'd like to ask council a question.
Yes,
sir. Number 2, adding a provision to Article 3, 5E, stating that only co-sponsored events recognized by 501 nonprofit organizations.
Yes, sir.
What is the one by
I think that's a different issue. Can I suggest that we complete this one, and then we'll, I think we want to talk about that, but since we have an amendment on the floor, let's vote on that one, and then we move on?
But point of order here. You've got a motion, you've got an amendment. You can make another amendment if you want, but you can discuss, I can discuss with counsel and ask the question.
Sure.
Could you repeat the question?
Okay, the question is, number two down there, and the petition to Article 3, Section 5E, to state that the city can only co-sponsor events with it. Recognize 501c nonprofit organizations.
Yes.
Legality of that, versus, are we on solid legal grounds by saying that?
There is, from my standpoint, much less of a problem, and probably legally, there's a thin line I've fallen on the side of. It would not be challenged on it, simply because the city, just like anyone else, has its own protected speech, so it can speak and favor any group it wants with its own money. And when it comes to actual co-sponsorship, the city can say, yeah, we're only going to give it to 501c's. Everyone can have their events equal, just fine, but we're going to give it only to 501c's. The understanding that means anyone who's not a 501c, even if it's a Georgia nonprofit that has not obtained an IRS certificate for 501c, then you couldn't co-sponsor it. Anyone that's a for-profit organization would not co-sponsor it for any sort. They would still be allowed to have equal opportunity to give their voice to their cause. You just wouldn't spend the money on it, and that gives you the right under the First Amendment as a city to speak, just like anyone else.
That's more of a policy issue.
That's more of a policy issue. Yes.
I'm going to make an amendment to the amendment that we strike that from the amendment to the chapter 20.
And can you just help
with
section?
It's
E3, 5E.
Two.
It's Article 3, Section 5, Subsection E2.
Second. I'll second.
Okay. Second to the amendment. And without objection from the council, we'll open up the floor to public comment. Does anyone want to speak in favor of striking provision of Article 3, Section 5, to state that the city can only co-sponsor events with recognized 501c nonprofit organizations?
Real briefly, Bob wants to 5671 Trowbridge Drive. I think it's important removal of that amendment. I think it would be foolhardy for the city by code to not give this council and future councils the ability to sponsor, and then that this council and future councils could see beneficial to the city as a whole.
Okay.
And I think Councilman Taylor's observation is correct. Each individual council each year can make their own policy decision of what the council wants to do, but make it part of the code is the step that I think is a bit overprotective.
Anyone else want to speak in favor of the amendment? Anyone want to speak opposed to the amendment? Seeing no one, without objection from the council, we'll close the public comment, and we'll open discussion on the amendment to the amendment. Any discussion?
I think what we're talking about here is, in fact, establishing policy on this, and it's not we're not establishing an ordinance; we're establishing a policy for these types of things.
I just my feeling on this is that the city council can always decide whether or not to do this, but to take it totally out of their realm of decision making, I think, is probably going a little too far.
But it makes sense to put it in that language in the office of the amendment to get clarity that no sponsorship will be allowed without council approval.
Well, that's a given.
I believe it's in there.
I think it is.
Simply by the phrase, the city council may sponsor, right. I.e., meaning anytime you want to sponsor something, you kind of have to get rid of it.
Only be sponsored. It can only be sponsored by the city council.
Or not.
Any more discussion? Okay, with seeing no discussion, we'll vote on the amendment to the amendment, which is to strike the provision of Article 3, Section 5E, the statement of the city may only sponsor events with recognized 501c nonprofit organizations. All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? Passes 6-0. Now we're going to vote on the amendment to the motion to strike ending the provision of Article 3, Section 3 to state that a special event receiving sponsorship of 10,000 or more cannot receive or permit to hold such event within 6 weeks of an already existing event with the $10,000 or more sponsorship. Upon review, the city attorney's office may suggest that this provision be removed, that it may violate the equal protection requirements of the Constitution as well as curb free speech. All those in favor of the amendment, just as read, please raise your right hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion passes 6-0. Now we are voting on the original motion to amend Chapter 20 as amended.
Mr. Chair.
Reverend.
I'd like to propose one other amendment.
I think you're out of order, Robert. You can only give two amendments to a motion as far as I know.
Are you going to weigh in on that?
I don't believe that is the case. There's nothing in the city council procedures that prevents multiple amendments. And typically, the way you structured that amendment, you amended the amendment you made. Technically, you've only made one amendment.
Okay, I'll yield to the council.
Right.
Robert?
I'd like to propose one additional amendment, and the amendment is that we strike Section 3, Item F, that requires those people seeking to have a special event to provide a booth space to the city of Dunwoody. That's the amendment, is that we strike that. I'll give you my rationale when we discuss it, but the amendment is that we strike that paragraph F that reads, all permittees issuing a permit pursuant to this article will be required to provide the city of Dunwoody space for public education, public relations, if desired, at no cost to the city of Dunwoody, or any elected or appointed officials of the city shall not utilize this space for campaign or political activity.
Okay, we've got an amendment and second. Made by Councilman Wittstein, second by Councilman Ross. Without objection from the council, we'll open to public comment again. Anyone want to speak for that? Anyone want to speak against it? Seeing neither, we will, without objection, we will close public comment and open for discussion. The amendment is now open for discussion.
I'll just make the case that it feels heavy-handed. For us to require, we have the power to deny their permit. I hope that most of the people who come here want the city involved, will offer us the opportunity to be involved. I don't think we need to codify it into an ordinance, so it just seems unseemly.
Are you stating that by taking this out that they can still offer us?
Absolutely. I just don't want to require it as a matter of law that they do.
Any other discussion?
John. At our work session, I also read this, and I asked that the political activity be outlawed by members of the city at this booth. I didn't ask for this booth. Was there a reason from the city that this was put in? Does anybody remember why this code was put in?
I
Yeah, in our review of other ordinances from other cities and states, this was one that we found in several ordinances. The purpose of it would simply be an opportunity for the city at a large special event that was on public property. And those are the only ones this would apply for, is the ones that would be on city property, not private property, to be able to promote at that time, you know, because you'd have a large public crowd, to be able to talk about the comprehensive plan or police program that was coming out. You know, the intent is not to force ourselves upon any festival that wouldn't want the city's presence, but, you know, certainly see both sides of that issue. That is the purpose, is just to give us an opportunity to be present at certain public events that have a large gathering, to be able to talk about the things that the public would be interested in, that the city is promoting at that time.
Thank you.
I just add one comment. When John brought that forth last time, that we couldn't, you know, there'd be no political activity, I thought that kind of covered that issue. And, you know, but I have no really objection with it personally. Okay, seeing no more further discussion, we'll vote on the amendment, and that is to strike. Strike section 3F. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Okay, section 3F is stricken from the record. Now we'll vote on the original motion as amended and as amended and as amended. to assemblage of public places in chapter 20. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay? Motion passes 6-0. Okay, reports and presentations, we have none, new business.